This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump declared a national emergency in an effort to combat the spread of the coronavirus in the United States. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
Two very big words.
At a Rose Garden news conference, the president said the declaration will free up to $50 billion for state and local governments' virus response. He's also waiving interest on federally held student loans, among other moves. The administration's been criticized for a slow virus testing rollout.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
Blaming it on an old system not equipped for this size outbreak. The president says more tests are being made available, but urged people not to rush forward without certain symptoms.
It's totally unnecessary.
But says he will most likely be tested after being near a Brazilian spokesman last week who tested positive days later.
Not for that reason, but because I think I will do it anyway.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And the Trump administration and Congress reached an agreement on a bill that provides free testing and paid sick leave for workers affected by the coronavirus outbreak. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi highlights what the Families First bill will provide during the crisis.
Paid sick leave, paid sick days, family and medical leave, unemployment insurance for the children. Maybe over 20 million children get their meals at school. They have food insecurity, and this bill addresses that, as well as food for our seniors and others who depend on that.
President Trump tweeted late Friday that he fully supports the bill, saying he will always be supportive of the health and safety of American families. Thailand reported 7 new coronavirus cases Saturday, bringing the total there in Southeast Asian country to 82, according to the health officials. One person has died there so far. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraq angrily condemned U.S. airstrikes that it said killed several Iraqis. However, as Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, a U.S. commander for the Mideast said the strikes were aimed at an Iranian-backed militia that attacked a U.S. airbase this week.
The airstrikes were targeting Qatib Hezbollah, which Washington says is responsible for many attacks on U.S.-led forces. Most recently, the massive rocket attack on Wednesday that killed 2 American soldiers and a British soldier at an Iraqi base, although no group has claimed responsibility. This was American General Kenneth McKenzie on Friday.
We believe that the collateral damage is going to be very low. We expect there are going to be fatalities on the objective, but I don't have those numbers for you right now. We'll work to get those out here in the near future as we continue.
This was the third time in recent months that the U.S. has targeted Qatib Hezbollah, most notably the airstrike at Baghdad Airport that killed Iran's Major General Qasem Soleimani in January. He was the second most powerful man in Iran at the time.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. A U.S. appeals court Friday said it would reconsider a recent decision dismissing a Democratic-led congressional panel's lawsuit seeking to enforce a subpoena for testimony from former White House counsel Don McGahn. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit said it would hear arguments in the case on April 28th. The House Judiciary Committee had sought testimony from McGahn, who left this post in October of 2018, about Mr. Trump's efforts to impede former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation that documented Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. On Wall Street, stocks jumped the most since the year 2008. This is because President Trump declared a state of emergency, or after he declared the state of emergency. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street Friday to close a tumultuous trading week as President Donald Trump announced new measures to fight the coronavirus outbreak. Stocks doubled gains in the last half hour as Trump made his announcement. The Dow Jones Industrial Average recorded its biggest gain since October 2008, rocketing 1,985 points or 9.4% to close at 23,186. The broader S&P 500 clawed back 230 points, a gain of 9.29% to close at 2,711. The NASDAQ composite shot up 672 points, or 9.34%, to close at 7,974. Friday's gains followed by one day what was the worst drop for the markets since the Black Monday crash of 1987. I'm Mike Gracia.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.